It's a Wednesday Border of the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 14 degrees right now, but that's not what it feels like.
No. It's going to get windier, by the way.
Bro, there's a negative 2-degree wind chill outside.
Yeah.
Or it feels like negative 2 right now.
It's brutal.
It's getting colder by the day. Mm-hmm. Although it looks like today will be the coldest of the next couple of days. High of 25, then 29, then 30, then 31, then 31 as the day goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we get to Sunday, we'll have shorts on in right at freezing weather. So that's exciting.
Okay.
All right, if you are just getting up right now, heading into work, the roads, not ideal.
Yeah, it snowed again. I didn't think we were getting snow.
Yeah, so I was the one forging the Oregon Trail this morning through the snow.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But apparently something is going on 490 West coming in from the west side. Or no, 490 East coming in from the west side.
Are they backed up?
It looks like, coming into the city, like there's a traffic jam.
Oh.
That our coworker TJ from the country station got stuck in.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I was like walking down the hallway and Hope's down there. I'm like,
Well,
is TJ, was she sick? She goes, no, she's in a traffic jam. And it's at 5:30 and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because there was no traffic when I came.
I wonder when the last time somebody that we worked with in the morning got stuck in traffic. Has that ever happened?
No.
But, like, I guess TJ...
Not this early.
Yeah.
TJ, in knowing no one would believe her, took a picture, and there were, like, 40
cars...
Yeah, you
have to prove it.
Yeah, in standstill motion on 490 at, like, 5:30 in the morning. So I don't know what's cleaned up, but if you are headed in right now from the west side going east on 490, just, you know, heads up on that one. But there's another discussion to be had here.
What's going on?
Because, like you said, we got a pretty decent amount of snow.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, the heavy snow.
No, it's fluffy.
Fluffy light snow.
It's pretty.
But... if you get up early and go to work, there is a frustrating moment when you walk outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have a plow service, you're going to have to shovel that driveway.
Yeah.
And the best time to shovel a driveway, as Kimmy's dad will tell you, is before anybody drives over the street.
Yeah, you don't track it up.
Yeah. You don't want those tire tracks.
You track it up.
Because then they get icy. Got to scrape it.
No, you're right. It's very frustrating. But nobody calls it tracking it up. Tracking it out?
We do now.
So this morning, it's like 2:30, quarter to three. I'm walking out of my house, and it's all this fluffy snow in my driveway.
But
it's,
you could drive through it. It's not going to hold you up.
I understand you can drive through it. But I know there's just more snow coming throughout the rest of the day. And I'm going to drive over it, and then my wife's going to drive over it.
But you don't care.
No, I do shovel my driveway.
Yeah, but you don't really care about it.
Well, I care about it because I just don't want to have to do more work later.
All right.
So... I wanted to shovel my driveway right then before I left for work because I probably could have gotten it done 10 minutes.
Quick.
That's all your neighbors are going to hear out their window.
But everybody's doing it in the morning.
Not at 2:45.
Bro, there's a guy out, two guys out in my neighborhood, and I live in an old-ass neighborhood, old farts, they have their snowblowers going this morning. You can hear them.
Okay.
It just sounds like a ride mower out there.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the earliest... you are allowed to shovel or snow blow on a weekday morning?
I don't think there's a rule when it's weather like this.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, like I'm thinking growing up, like before, like guys would be out there in the dark snow blowing and shoveling their driveway.
So our plow guy comes at 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So, and he tries to track her, and it makes noise.
Yeah,
it's kind of loud out there.
What else are you going to do?
No, okay, look, I get the plow thing. Like, I can't control
that. But
that
scrapes.
Guy. I understand, but, like, I have no control over when plow guy comes. That's not on me. I'm not going to blame a neighbor for that.
Mm.
But if, like, you know, we just had that time off in the middle of the week while some people had to go to work. And if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't have to get up for another couple hours, and I hear... I'm out of my effing mind.
Well, you are until that guy snowblows your driveway.
Which he's not going to because I already yelled at him for getting up too early and doing it.
Well, here's the thing. I can't hear anything when I sleep because I got bad hearing.
You can tell if we're looking at his satellite dish headphones that he's wearing.
I had to wear these in bed.
His new name is Sputnik.
But I can't hear a goddamn thing, so I don't care.
Okay, so you're obviously...
But if I get up early in the morning... Like, if I get up early in the morning and I got to shovel and scrape and stuff, I'm just going to go out and do it, man.
I would hate you. I would hate... No.
Your house is closed up. The heat's on. It isn't like it's the middle of summer. You can hear everything if your house is open. What are you hearing?
You can absolutely hear people shoveling their driveways.
What kind of chintz-ass house you got? Where you got... What do you got? Paper walls?
Yeah. Have you seen how they built houses the last 25 years? My walls are made out of paper.
Again, I told you to get the doctor house with the columns and the lions and the fountain, but you want to chintz out and stay where you are.
No, you could buy the columns and the lions and the fountains. Walls still made out of paper. Every house now, walls made out of paper.
Bro, they got these doctor houses. I'll show you online.
I'll show you.
No, the only doctor you ever met is my wife and the people that your insurance company pays to take care of you to touch your prostate. I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
I was going to say, I think this stems from childhood, but I don't mind the sound of like a snowblower or shoveling in the early in the morning, because for me, it was always like a good thing of like, oh, wonder if we're getting a snow day. Like, that meant like there was a lot of snow out there and there was the potential for something good to happen that day. So maybe it's a psychological thing where I think like, oh man, snow's here. I don't know, but like it's just like kind of a comforting feeling, I guess.
It's an interesting take. By the way, as Kimmy reminds us, as of now, as far as we know, there aren't any school closings.
Oh, okay.
So
I wouldn't think, right?
Well, I don't. I mean, it was
it's pretty heavy out there right now, but it could be coming and going.
And granted, I came in like 3 hours ago, but like it was bad.
I thought the wind chill had to get really low.
I was talking from the snow.
But the wind chill could be a factor too.
I mean, I thought it had to be straight. What the wind?
It was like really low.
There was
I was
a specific temperature. I thought.
Yeah,
it was like Arctic. I want to say it was below zero.
Dude, well, the wind chill is below. Yeah. It says feels like -2 right now,
right,
according to the temperature. Mm. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the weather this morning, we're talking about the earliest you are allowed to shovel, snowblow your driveway before you leave for work, and you say there is no earliest.
Well, I mean, if you got to get out, you got to get out. I mean, no. If there's a guy, you know, like yourself, what do you do?
Okay, no, I get it. Like, if it's a snow emergency and there's 2 feet of snow behind my car and I can't get, I got no choice.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, if you're out there just grooming for no reason, yes, you're absolutely right.
But that would have been this morning because you said it yourself. I can get out of the driveway.
You could, yeah.
So then I shouldn't have shoveled my driveway. Meh. No, it sucks, man, because I know I'm going to get home and I'm going to pull in the driveway and I'm just going to want to get it done so I don't have to wake up after my nap.
That's the way to do it. Just do it.
No, because here's what sucks, man.
What?
I'm going to go out there when I get home, all tired from dealing with you all morning. I'm going to shovel the driveway and it's freezing cold.
Perfect.
And then I'll be done and my blood will be flowing and I'll have been freezing and I won't be able to sleep.
So go downstairs, get a good workout in, eat your little salad and take a nap.
I eat my salad before I shovel the driveway. Salad comes first, and I got to tape the TV show today, so you don't know my life. You don't know my life!
Why are you doing that stupid TV show nobody watches?
Somebody in this room has to do promotion for our show.
That's your promotion?
252-WCMF. If there's one man that knows the rules of neighborhoods, it's Rammer.
Forget all the rules of this great country, boys.
He's not saying
turn to Rammer.
Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, man. It's actually really snowing out here right now. So, How do you think your neighbors feel at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning when you're out there shoveling your driveway when you have to go to work? I mean, if you don't want to hear their snowblowers, then pay for them to have a plow service.
That's the dumbest take you've ever had.
Listen, in the 90s, I did a lot of plowing, and we had a lot more snow then. And you got to be out there at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning because you got people like you that need to be to work at 6 a.m. and can't, you know, go out there and do it themselves at 3 in the morning. Because
you don't know 90s snow.
Bro, it's so funny. Like, you know, it used to be old guys, but like in the 70s, we did a lot of acid. Rammer. In the 90s, I did a lot of plowing.
No, I never
then
did
he got
acid.
His truck.
Just drinking it weed. Hey, listen, if you got to go to work, you got to clean your driveway. You shouldn't be bitching at your neighbor about that. That's just part of living here. If you don't like it, move to Florida.
Yeah!
Move to Dade County.
See you guys.
Bye, Rammer. Rammer got bored with himself. I'm done.
I'm tired of your jokes.
It's over here. Are you done? Are you done? No, listen. I don't have the balls to actually go to my neighbor and be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? I understand it. And again, if it's a situation where you need to do it to get out, what I'm talking about are guys like you.
Me?
Yes.
Me guy?
You.
Use.
Where you're only doing it because it's a cosmetic situation.
Well, I like it edged out nice.
Edged out. This ain't an inner city barber shop. It's a driveway.
I used to work on my line.
Get my edge up over here on my asphalt. Shut up. No, if you're doing it just so when people go to work, it looks like your driveway is smooth, you're a dick. You're a dick. Don't wake me up for that.
But I gotta shovel out like so the dog can get out because I got a little dog. I got to rake the roof. I got to make her a little trail back there. I got things to do.
Bro, you brought up the rake roofer thing. Quick sidebar, I'm sorry. I was driving out to Ithaca with my daughter for a hockey game last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you got to drive through, like, the sticks off of
right?
Okay. We're driving down this country road. We're in the middle of nowhere. There's not another house for, like, a mile or two.
Mm-hmm.
There is a dude standing on his roof.
Yeah, I don't do that.
With a shovel, shoveling, and he looks your age. Mm-hmm. And if this guy would have went, and it's slippery as hell, the snow was coming down.
Oh, yeah.
If this guy would have gone down, not only would he have really hurt himself, potentially died.
Where's the closest ambulance?
Thank you. Or, like, no one would have even known
person.
He fell.
So, is it Max McGee was the first guy to catch a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl?
Tight end for the Green Bay Packers.
Right. He died. He fell off his roof because he lived in Minnesota. He went up on his roof with a snowblower.
A snowblower?
To blow the snow off his roof. He fell, hit his head, and died.
Holy crap.
He survived the Super Bowl one to die doing something stupid on his roof.
Well, what makes the story even more funny, and you can look this all up.
Yeah.
So Tommy brought up he was the first man to ever score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He was also like a deep veteran in the NFL. He didn't think he was going to play. So the night before, he and a teammate went out and got rip-roaring drunk.
I think it was one of the other famous guys on the team, yeah.
He woke up still drunk, was monster hungover for the game, knew he was going to retire, and still had that game.
Yeah.
And he dies falling off his roof.
And at the end, Lombardi was standing over him when he died. Because everybody up there is just blowing. Nobody's shoveling.
Shut up.
Had the hat on and the trench coat.
Is that how he is in heaven? Yeah. That's how Vince Lombardi is in heaven? Yeah. Also amazing. Max McGee and Vince Lombardi got into heaven.
Yeah.
Facebook questions coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Breaker Facebook page. This comes in from John. John says, I want to thank you guys. I was debating looking out the window right now, shoveling my driveway, but now I have an excuse not to wake up my neighbors, so I'm going to wait to do it until later. You're welcome. Right. I mean, any excuse you can find not to do stuff like this, you're going to
take. But I also like just getting it done. Like,
well, but
because I know if my wife
with
has
this,
to,
if there, but I don't get that either, because if there's more snow coming and nobody's got to go anywhere in your house, why not just wait a little while? Because otherwise, if you go out there early, you're going to have to go back out there again.
No, because I know if I'm off, my wife's going to do some Marshall run. And as soon as, I'm going to have to get the snow out for her. And it's going to suck.
But here's the thing, Kimmy, to your point, like, I am a big fan. You can do the quick run, where if the snow is light enough, it's just walk it up and down with the shovel in one hand. Bang, bang, bang. So I don't mind doing that like two or three times if I get ahead of it. It's when I have to start doing the double hand dig. That's when it becomes a bitch.
It's brutal.
And I'm worried I'm going to have a double hand dig today at 3:30. And I don't want no 3:30 double hand dig.
The heart attack hour.
Yeah, I don't want that. And I'm also hoping, is it supposed to be sunny today? Because even if it's cold, the sun could take some of that snow off the driveway.
I don't.
When's the last time you saw
so.
The sun around here?
This weekend.
Bro, I think we ain't getting no sun.
Bro, I don't think we ain't getting no sun.
You knew, write that down.
I don't even know how to spell that. Bro, I don't think we ain't getting no sun. I mean, basic economics is find a need, fill the need, and make money doing it.
Yeah, that's why you get the money.
And then you do what?
Make the money.
No, you...
What?
There's green and then there's tills. Well, you do your own bits.
I have many bits.
You have four bits that you do over
that's
and over
many
again.
Bits. That's a four-pack of bits.
So, with that being said,
mm-hmm.
this is a brilliant business idea because this is a legitimate need, it seems, and folks are willing to pony up, and these are popping up in cities across the United States, and it is not what you think it is,
okay.
Tommy.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Cuddle salons have started opening across the United States.
I thought the sheriff shut those guys down.
And they are wildly popular.
Cuddle salon.
It's a cuddle salon. And here, it's a simple idea. You ready?
It's called Loser Depot.
Yeah.
Got him.
Dork thinks he's going to drown. The idea is very simple.
Yeah.
You book hour-long sessions.
That's a long time.
An hour-long cuddle. The client shows up. They are given a shower and a robe after they shower. There is a bed.
Wait, this is legit.
Yes, there is a bed with stuffed animals. And in said robe, you cuddle with a person.
Human being.
Yeah, that you pay.
Like opposite sex.
I guess whatever you'd be into.
Yeah,
opposite sex or take. Sex.
Whatever. But like.
Opposite sex chick. You idiot.
There's no boner or nothing. How are you going to cuddle with a chick for an hour and not get a rail? After you took a shower, I'm in a bathrobe. I'm a half a Roman.
I don't think you took a shower. I think the client.
No, you take a shower first.
So
you take
a shower.
What do you think? The chick takes a shower?
Yeah, you probably. I thought you both did.
So part
well, then you're having sex.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I meant like the person that's buying this.
Takes a shower.
Yes. Gets a robe on, gets relaxed.
You're not showering together.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, not the person that's.
Because then that boner's definitely happening.
Not the professional cuddler.
So this is to fight loneliness?
All right, I'm going to ask you this question before we get into it.
You know how I feel about loneliness.
I understand that your head is going a thousand different places.
No.
We're going to zone in. You ready?
I'm zoned in.
All right, when I tell you that you can book an hour-long session with a member of the opposite sex, take a shower, get in a robe, and lay in bed with them, what does this sound like to you?
It sounds like a rub-out joint.
Okay. Well, the people who run this say it is not. Okay. In fact, they have policies at all these places that the cuddle sessions end immediately with no refund if any, quote, sexual boundaries are crossed.
If you get sprung.
And to prove their point, they had pictures of reviews, scathing reviews from men who were thrown out for trying sexual stuff to back up their claim.
Mm-hmm.
So the going rate for an hour of cuddling is around $40 an hour, depending on the city.
Yeah.
And you get lower prices for longer sessions. So, Kimmy, you said an hour sounds long. There are some of these places that offer 3-4 hour cuddling sessions.
Oh, my God.
So you're just laying there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
well.
Like,
you're cuddling. You're holding.
Right. Like, are you watching TV or something? Like, I can't. I'd get without falling asleep.
Man, you have the luckiest husband on the planet.
No, but I'm saying if you're paying for this,
I'll do it. But put on
Price is Right.
Antiques Roadshow. Put it on.
Listen, my point is you're not doing anything but cuddling.
Yes.
So if you're not like napping, you're gonna get bored just laying there.
You really would, but. Right? I guess if you're deeply depressed and lonely.
Oh, my God.
Because this is what this is for.
Well, they say that these businesses are most popular with men ages 40 to 60 years old.
Yeah, that's the lonely part of your life.
But I would also think those are the people most likely to try something.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's the touchy-feely boys.
Worst city gang. They can't steal a Kia. Phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. So with this idea that these cuddle salons are opening across the country, Tommy, would you be interested in booking a cuddle sesh?
No, because I don't buy into loneliness at all. As a disease.
What?
As something you can't beat.
What a stupid take.
I'm telling you right now.
I don't buy into loneliness.
He's not being bogged down by big lonely.
I'm not, because lonely is temporary. I told you many times, I would much rather be lonely than annoyed. I will take loneliness over somebody annoying me any day of the week.
Okay.
Because annoying sticks with you like oatmeal. But loneliness passes through you. You get over your loneliness through the day.
Okay. I will say this.
Get an imagination.
I will say this.
What?
I agree with what you're saying on a personal level. However, I am also aware that you and I are psychos and that the job that we had before this may have led to the feeling that we have.
I don't mind spending time alone.
No, but neither do I. But to say that loneliness...
Kimmy doesn't either.
Well, but we're weird and we know that we're weird.
That's why we have this job.
No, But think about like people who lose spouses that were used to living most of their lives with somebody and then that person's gone. Like, I would think that loneliness, especially initially, less longer than a day.
I think it's even more simple.
Deep loneliness.
I think it's even more simple than that. All right, so just to be clear here.
Yeah.
You would judge a man who paid for a $40 an hour cuddle session.
Yeah, I sure as hell would.
Okay.
Like, if I did it, you'd judge me.
No, I wouldn't. I would understand. Like, if you had never met your wife, this is tailor-made for you. Man living alone in a house in Webster, getting drunk, talking to his Christian neighbors with no one to hold.
Right. And then, you watch some porn.
No.
You watch some Netflix. You take a walk. You take a trip. Maybe jump in your car and go south for a little bit. You go do your life.
I will say this. Human connection, human touch is a very powerful thing. And we see it in other businesses. Think of, Tommy, the guys who go to strip clubs and pay just to talk to strippers.
Mm.
Think of the guys who would bring birthday cakes to waitresses like Hooters or what was that one? Tilted Kilt?
Oh, yeah.
That, to me...
Wasn't this a sad mofo?
No, but that always seemed like less of a sexual experience and more of wanting someone in their lives. And we know, especially for men, as we get older, we lose connections with other people and we have seen...
They don't have a friend network.
Yes. We've seen that causes terrible consequences. If this helps mitigate those consequences...
God bless you.
No, but what's the problem? Why would you judge?
I wouldn't stand in your way.
Yes, you would. You just said you'd judge him.
Oh, I would judge. Like, you're kind of a weirdo, man. You got to sit with stuffed animals as a stranger. He's going to, like, hold you.
That would be a cuddle sesh, yes.
Yeah, that's weird. But the price is not bad.
I was going to say, because you'd probably spend more as a lonely guy at the bar thinking the bartender's your girlfriend, right?
Great point.
I think you're also underestimating how many women would want to do this.
A straight up cuddle sesh?
Yeah.
With a guy?
Yeah, somebody that's just, you know, kind of lonely, that, you know, just craves that human touch, you know.
But women,
I mean,
seem to have a better friend network than guys.
I'm not. Yeah, but this is different. This is more intimate, I guess. So right. I think there are a lot of women that would be very open to this idea.
Well, but here's what's different with women, and I don't disagree with your take, and I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. I want to talk to you. We're talking about these cuddle salons that are opening across the country. It's like $40 an hour. You book hour-long sessions. You lay in a robe in a bed with whoever you want to, the person working there, opposite sex or same or whatever, and you cuddle with them, and it's not sexual at all. They say if you cross any sexual boundaries, you are thrown out of the cuddle session. Kimmy, it's not socially unacceptable, and I use that in the loosest of terms, for two women who are friends to sit on a couch and like cuddle with each other.
Yeah, but this is different. You're not looking for like that comfort, because I think when it comes to your friends, like you feel like they have to do this for me. You know what I mean? Whereas this is like kind of an outside. You're getting a different. I don't know. You're getting something else out of it.
I agree with you. I guess what I'm saying is, when it comes to the desperate need for human touch, right? Mm. Women with friends, family, have way more human touch. Like, if I came in here, let's say something terrible happened in my life.
Yeah.
And I just needed to be held.
Yeah.
Would you hold me?
Hold you.
Would you hold? No, like I come in and I'm at the end of my rope and my world is falling apart.
He needs a hug. He just wants a hug.
Pat, let me wrap my arms around your hairy, mold-infested back.
You've never had those moments where someone just collapses into your arms because the weight of the world has taken them down?
I can't remember when.
You've never been that trusted person for somebody else in your life?
I hope not. That sounds miserable.
But that's what I mean, Kimmy. I don't have that in my life outside of my wife. I couldn't do that with anyone in my family. I couldn't do that with Tommy, who's one of my best friends. You would feel uncomfortable with it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I would just tell you.
Oh, wow, wait, nice catch, buddy.
Just drink it away.
Oh, yeah, drink it away.
Well, that too. You could or drink.
Brian's on CMF.
Hey, do both.
Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, how's it going, guys?
Good, Brian, what do you got?
So there's no way that these salons aren't like having prostitution. I guarantee the girls, you know, get in the room and they're like, hey, for an extra $40-$50, yada yada yada. Because why else would they have you shower and then just be in a robe where like everything is accessible if they didn't have, you know, ulterior motives other than cuddling?
I'm guessing it's more for sanitary reasons.
That would make sense to me. Yeah.
And the shower's relaxing.
Why the robe though? Like,
well, because your clothes could also be gross.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
You ever lay in a bed in a pair of jeans, just psycho?
Well, no, I don't wear jeans.
He's the guy that's going to go and try to negotiate some stuff. How much? But you just put your fingers in my mouth. Dude, $1 a finger?
No, Tommy, that's what I do with your mom instead. So.
Oh! Take that! Ooh. No, Brian, I'll ask you this question. And I think Brian's comment, and a valid comment for a weirdo.
It's a lot of people feel like there's got to be something more here.
But I think Brian's phone call leads to even more why we need something like this, because Brian, as a fine American man, can't even wrap his head around the idea that just human touch could exist for a price. There has to be something sexual to it.
Well, yeah, because guys are pigs and girls are going to make money. So, I mean,
it's the way the world works.
Man! All right, Brian, I'll ask you this question. Are guys actually pigs, men, or do we feel we have to be that way to uphold the image of masculinity?
Ooh.
Man.
I mean, you could be masculine without being a douche.
Hard, though.
How would you know? You're not masculine. You can't say you're masculine.
But I am a douche.
Look at the. Got your shining wallpaper socks on with your.
My Arctic socks.
Platform bowling shoes. Let me tell you about masculine guys.
Yeah, Tommy is the peak of masculinity, obviously.
Yeah, Brian. Thanks for the call, buddy. He got you so good two times.
Double zinger.
Brian Doublezing is what they call him. You know, look, I mean, Kimmy,
do they put all the stuffed animals in there to take down the temperature of the room?
Oh, that's it's kind of hard to try and touch
when
a woman sexually.
You feel like you're in a child's bed.
Yeah, right. There's a Build-A-Bear right there.
Yeah.
You know, look, you know, Kimmy, you brought up guys, men, women who have lost spouses. Valid point, right? But there are men who are in marriages that just don't work anymore.
Yeah.
There are single men who literally have no one to touch.
Yeah.
Like, that's, Kimmy, who popped in my head when I thought about this. In the world is not a kind place to a man who is just looking for someone to cuddle with.
I know a couple of podcasts you can go on. They get extra seats. It's like murderer's row of losers.
No, but if I came
in, I'm listening.
If I came in here,
yeah,
and my wife had left me, my kids are not talking to me, right? Sure. And I came to you and I said, I just need someone to touch.
Yeah.
You would laugh in my face.
No, I would take you to the men's room.
Where this gives me a discreet option to fulfill a basic human need.
I would take you to Uncle Tommy's all-time cuddling kiosk.
Nobody did the joke. You just kept going.
From your loneliness to your mouth.
Okay, let's take a break.
One finger at a time.
A dollar finger?
Dollar finger.
That seems like that's a pretty good bargain.
It's a good bargain, right? I'm having a finger blowout sale.
Every few years, a food trend will explode in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah. What do you got now?
Well, all of a sudden, everywhere you look, you're bombarded by this certain item. And it's not what we have now. It's what we no longer have.
Oh, man.
Because one day, out of nowhere,
what happened?
It'll be gone. And that may be the reason why this beloved local restaurant and one-time food truck are shutting down forever. And we do need to consider, Tommy,
that
food that you could be crazy over right now has a time limit.
So you got to go and enjoy it in the moment.
I think so.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, say so long to one of Rochester's most unique food places.
Who's going away?
Le Petit Poutine announced they are closing their restaurant and shutting down their food truck.
I knew it, man.
Forever.
You knew
this
what?
This is him. He loves this crap.
What did you know?
Canadian diaper fries.
So you knew this 13 years ago when they first opened?
You called it 13 years ago.
13 years they've been open.
I don't get poutine.
13
man.
Years. It's weird, Kimmy, because I heard that 90% of businesses close in the first 4 hours, according to Tommy.
I don't get poutine.
So on an instant, we'll get into it.
This is why we got to make them a state and throw it in the lake. Teach them how to do French fries right.
On an Instagram post, the owner of Petit Poutine said on February 1st it'll be their last day. And if you're not familiar with the restaurant and their food truck, when they got their start, they've been open 13 years. They had all different kinds of unique poutine, the basic being the fries, gravy, and cheese curd.
Oh, yeah.
They had some with fried egg. They had some with, like, Mexican flavors. Mm. Like, they had, like, Kimmy.
Different themes.
You got it. Yeah. It was amazing. When it hit the scene 13 years ago, it was by far the most popular food truck in Rochester.
So your fry
I feel like it was one of the first food trucks, really. Like, they kicked off the food truck craze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, like, every event they would show up at, the line would be forever. Yeah. In fact, they started traveling around the city during the week, and Kimmy and I, at one point, like deadheads, started following the truck around to go get Le Petit Poutine.
So were they the only ones doing it, or were there other ones?
Well, that's just it. As soon as Le Petit Poutine, after a little while, wasn't the only one selling poutine, because all of a sudden, Rochester experienced a poutine boom-teen, if you will.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants added it to their menu. Like, maybe it wasn't, like, the full-on theme for some places, but you could find poutine in a lot of spots.
Wait, your fries with a side of wad?
After a while, the other places dropped poutine off their menu.
So people didn't want it.
And Petit Poutine was standing alone until now. Mm. And it seems, as valiant as their poutine effort was, the trend is now over. Okay, right. Look, I know you're chomping at the bit. What is your problem with poutine? It's the three best things in the world.
Not together.
Yeah, together.
Pretty delicious.
It's a national food of a country.
First of all, cheese curd, isn't that just the waste when you make cheese?
No, it's cheese.
No, but curd is like what you end up with when you're done.
It's squeaky
it's just cheese.
It's gross.
It's delicious.
It's like a sponge soaked in gravy thrown on top of a French fry.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. It is awesome.
No, it's not good.
I'll tell you the one.
I like an American fry with ketchup.
An American French fry.
American French fry. Freedom American fry.
Got that Thomas Jefferson brought over from France, prepared in the French style. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kim.
Did he bring it over?
Yeah, he was the first one to serve French fries in America.
Because he's very slender. He kept his weight down.
Well, he only had like three.
Oh.
Yeah. I think the problem with poutine, for me personally, is I don't know whether to I don't know whether to make it a meal or a side.
Well, you're going to make French fries a goddamn meal?
That's what I'm saying.
No, like, Le Petit Poutine was a meal.
Yeah, it's heavy enough where, like, I'm full after eating this, but it doesn't feel like a standard lunch, you know what I mean, or dinner.
No, I know what you mean.
And I don't know what to call it. It's kind of like a weird in-between.
Yeah, no, that's a good point there, because you can get poutine as a side or share poutine as
an
appetizer.
Yeah, like, I just think of French fries as, like, a side, but, I mean, there's so much to it that it's heavy enough to make it a meal, but I don't know if I want to eat that as a meal.
But what was great about Le Petit Poutine is you could make it a meal. Like, they had one that had, like, brisket. on top of the poutine?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they, yeah.
So you got your meal out. You got your meat. Oh, you got your fries. You got your gravy. You got your cheese curd. You are such a bitch.
I don't want to go out with some woman with a goddamn French gravy mouth.
Again, bro, I just got a little aroused when you described it that way. You're the only man I know.
I don't like when women don't eat ladylike. Oh. And poutining out of a goddamn basket with gravy all over your mouth is not attractive.
So you think that people who don't eat poutine are feminine?
They're the least feminine I've ever seen.
Okay.
They are not ladies.
He's not listening. He's not listening. So if you don't eat poutine, you are feminine, is what you're saying.
You don't eat poutine.
You are feminine. That's your argument.
Yeah. Well,
poutine is a masculine food.
I think it's a man food.
Do you eat poutine?
No.
No, you don't. Shut up.
But I want a gravy mouth.
252 WCM.
I used to have a gravy mouth.
When was the last time you had gravy, period?
Tuesday when I was at Pat's mom's house.
No, I was going to do a sodomizing you joke.
That's some of that good Duffy gravy.
252 WCM 252 9263. Le Petit Poutine started as a food truck, opened up a brick and mortar store, 13 years in business, one of the most popular places in town for a long time.
I am surprised with the fatties around here that they didn't keep it open.
No, I mean, people went. It stayed open for 13 years. Yeah,
but it sounds like people don't want it anymore.
No, that's not what it is. The woman who owns it in the Instagram post said it's a small business issue. It's not a folks not wanting it issue.
She just can't make it work.
I mean, I don't know. She didn't get into a lot of detail.
Couldn't make those gravy numbers work.
Look, I kept DMing her, begging her, please don't do this. Please don't do this.
So are they having some big blowout party?
They say they're going to be open 5 days a week instead of their standard four until they close on the first. And I don't know if you can.
That's around the corner, man.
I still don't know if you can. I don't know if you can still book the food truck. I'm not sure if they're just going to work out the days they have there. Okay, but
just for specific things.
Getting away from poutine.
Yeah.
You know, as we talked about, when this showed up 13 years ago, it took Rochester by storm. It was a food trend. But food trends come and go.
For sure.
252 WCMF. How long does a food trend last in Rochester?
Well, some hang and some don't.
Well, I mean, are you talking about like the garbage plate? Like that's our identity. Yeah.
But even like sushi joints,
is sushi like sushi? Is that the Swish version of sushi? Can I get to the sushis?
You know what I mean?
You sound like you got gravy mouth, you bitch ass bitch.
You make a fish mouth.
Sushis.
Wonder where I got that.
Shut up. You were saying?
Sushi seems to have hanged.
Okay, I don't think sushi was a fad. I think sushi's here to stay.
But that's what I'm saying. But it started out like it went from nothing to like it's all over the place.
Okay, Kimmy.
So that hung.
Okay. What I mean is,
what?
You're right. There are some things that show up and they stick forever. I think sushi's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But as we speak, let me give an example.
Okay.
We are in the middle of the Rochester fried chicken explosion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's amazing. But eventually history tells us that most of these fried chicken places will disappear. We saw it with cupcakes in Rochester. We are starting to see it with Mediterranean food a little bit in Rochester.
Yeah, too much.
Lest we not forget the chicken sandwich wars of 2019.
Indian food.
Right. Well, no, but I think Indian food might be hanging too.
Yeah, Chinese food.
That might have something to do with more Indian folks moving into the area. Yeah. I don't know. But like if you're super in to the trend of the time, how long do you have to enjoy that food before it all starts to go away? Because I'll be honest with you, every once in a while, I would like a kick-ass cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
And those cupcake places don't exist anymore.
No, you got to go to like a bakery and they'll have cupcakes, but not places specifically dedicated to cupcakes.
No, but I want a straight up pure on cupcakes.
So there's still one hanging in Shone Place that I don't know how.
Straight up just cupcakes.
And it's way tucked in the back of that joint.
Oh, you're talking about backdoor cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. Only brownies.
Do you think that the food trends... I would say the food trends last about as long as like diet trends because also those two things can
like South Beach and all that stuff.
Can affect each other. You know what I mean?
They tune to the break room to listen to a man naming diets trying to.
Well, I'm trying to think of diet trends. That one always
keto was a big one like a couple years ago, and I wonder if like that also has an effect on what foods we come and go.
I would say 5 years.
So five is your limit.
Yeah, okay. From start to finish.
Well, I want to. Kimmy brings up an interesting point because actually we have a direct tie to something she's touching on. Well, Atkins you brought up.
Yeah.
Diet trends. Lest we forget the bread explosion of the late 1990s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Remember when Montana Mills was on every corner?
Oh, yeah.
Bread companies.
Yes. I mean, bread companies, Harvest Bread Company, Montana Mills Bread Company, Italian bakeries were building palaces made of gold with all the money they were making. And then Atkins took over. And every one of those places disappeared.
Yeah. It killed Krispy Kreme in this town.
You're right. So maybe it's, Kimmy, you might be right. Maybe it's not so much about how we feel about foods. Maybe it's about diet trends that push these foods out of our lives.
Mm. You know, ways people feel like they're eating healthier.
You know, there is another theory as to why these places all end up closing.
What's that?
Again, talking about Le Petit Poutine, 13 years ago, started as a food truck. They opened a brick-and-mortar store a couple of years ago. They announced on February 1st they are closing forever. Rochester is a worse place now for it.
Okay.
It's also possible that when these food explosions happen and they get popular, the amount of places that open up to serve this food cannibalize each other.
Oh, yeah. It gets oversaturated, just like your fries.
Like if we use fried chicken again as an example, as we're in this fried chicken boom. Mm-hmm. If I want fried chicken today, I can go to Chicken Out, Dickie's Hot Chicky, Cluck If You Buck, Chick Magnet, Dave's Hot Chicken, Nashville's Hot Chicken. I can keep going, but you get my point.
I know.
That sounds like way too many fried chicken places. So,
because are you eating? And it also has to be a food that like you could eat regularly. Where I don't know how many people are getting that every day, or you know, multiple times a week.
Shouldn't eat fried chicken every day. Shouldn't eat poutine every day.
I don't think that helps.
Oh, fried chicken poutine. Maybe if we get one of the fried chicken places to team up with Le Petit Poutine.
Just bring it all together. Throw a cereal bowl in there for breakfast.
Bro, it's cheese. By the way, cereal place still open.
How?
Because it's popular.
Really.
By the way, fried chicken, gravy, cheese, and fries sounds amazing.
All right.
Shut up. Well, now you're trying to sound like a man.
Well, now it's diner food.
Yeah.
You know.
And?
But you already got diners in this town to get that. Give me some gitsies.
I guess what I'm getting, by the way, doesn't exist anymore. I know. Okay. What I'm getting at, Kimmy, is if you didn't have 12 places open up when one place finds a good idea.
But that's the way it always goes, right?
Maybe these foods would last forever.
Yeah.
Because, like, when 12 open and they all have to split that money.
Right. Everybody gets greedy, man. They think they're going to jump on it, too.
So maybe we should have the government step in.
Ooh, regulations.
Okay, so, like, you can. Because, fun fact, do you know that you can't patent a food?
You can?
No.
Oh. So, like, if you have a special recipe for something.
So there's different, like, kind of like weird rules, but like let's say I invent like a sandwich.
Okay.
I can't patent that sandwich.
All right.
That sandwich can invent. I can call it something. And
you can
call
trademark
it that.
The actual name of the sandwich. But, they can't use it.
Yes, but I can't prevent someone else from making
like a Big Mac.
Same sandwich.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, like another place could, if they figure out what's in the sauce, make a Big Mac and sell it if they wanted to. So like if we allowed people to patent foods, it may prevent this oversaturation explosion and make the foods last longer so we have more time to enjoy them.
Okay, all right.
Just thinking out loud here.
Yeah, but then we don't benefit because what if somebody does that food better but they can't sell it?
Yeah, then you're locked
in. You know?
Okay. But you just call it something else maybe.
Because, yeah. Like, the first,
well, no, because you had the food. You're right. That's
because
a good,
the first one that opens isn't always the best one. Like sometimes other ones come along and you're like, ooh, I've been missing out.
That's a really good point that I didn't think of. Mm. All right, I withdraw my idea. I'm sorry, that was a really stupid idea. You know, like when it comes to foods that stuck forever, you brought up sushi. Mm. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I think barbecue's another one.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue. Because it's so, you can do barbecue so many ways.
Mm-hmm. But 30 years.
And you can make them high end and you can make them a shack.
You're right. But 30 years ago, Rochester was not a barbecue town.
It was not.
And I know that Sticky Lips closed, but that was more a retirement situation than it was not being popular. But like there's barbecue joints in every town now.
Yeah.
And they're good.
And you get the Dinosaur, which is like a palace.
Yeah.
There's also some chain ones around too that have opened up.
What ones?
Is Mission?
Oh, Mission Barbecue. Yep, on Jefferson Road.
Another one too.
It's famous. Famous Dave's Close. They had those all you could eat riblets on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put them out of business. You and your brother.
We might have. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever spend 2.5 hours in a Famous Dave's eating all you could eat riblets? Because I have.